The start of a normal day for Arash and Nima, but for them, just walking out the door is a reminder they're no longer at home in Iran.
The LGBT community is part of a vulnerable class of the Iranian society.
Arash left Iran for Turkey 9 months ago. He now works as a filmmaker and shot this video to help document his new life. Iran's conservative Islamic laws leave little room for homosexuality, but it's something Iranians are slowly being forced to confront, often through film. Such films, though, are not being made in Iran, and at least at the highest levels, denial is the rule, as evidenced by comments Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made to students at New York's Columbia University in 2007.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who has told you that we have it.
Fareed, another Iranian exile living in Turkey, said on YouTube, the feeling of oppression permeates Iran's everyday life.
When you walk down the street, you feel you're being assaulted from all sides. We're being looked at like a third gender.
One place gay Iranians have found refuge is here in the United States, where, despite controversy, some states and Washington, D.C. have been extending more rights, including the right to get married. Mali Kisagari was born in Iran in 1958, and in 2004 she married her partner, Elizabeth Kristen, in California.
In the U.S., people's rights are respected. When I entered the U.S., I found this is a place I can be myself.
Such attitudes are a long way from being accepted in Iran. Still, from the Iranian diaspora, singers like Shoreh are pushing back, as in this music video.
The reason why I used the gay flag in my video was to support these people. Families should know that their children should not be blamed for being gay. They have been gay since childhood.
For now, couples like Arash and Nima can only wonder what it would be like to live as themselves in their home country.
I want to bring their face in front of the movie camera so that heterosexuals understand gays better, so that a day may come where the two may coexist.
To many gay Iranians, that day still seems a long way off. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.